With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Tuesday that the U.S. relationship with Russia is at a low point, and he was directed by President Trump to rebuild that relationship and not to allow the political turmoil over possible Russian ties to the Trump campaign impede his task. Tillerson, who was in Wellington, New Zealand, said he couldn't comment on the details of the Russia investigations or whether they could bring down the administration because, quote, I have no direct knowledge. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt defended the Trump administration's decision to withdraw from the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change Monday night, dismissing the accord as all hat and no cattle. President Trump's White House has decided against setting up a war room to respond to the flood of revelations related to the FBI and congressional Russia investigations. Politico is reporting, citing four advisors close to Trump. Trump has decided that media inquiries would be best handled by his outside lawyer in New York instead of a team inside the White House, according to the magazine late Tuesday. A federal contractor was arrested over the weekend and accused of leaking a classified report containing top secret level information on Russian hacking efforts during the 2016 presidential election. And in an unprecedented move, over 130 Muslim leaders in London have refused to say funeral prayers for the terrorist who took part in Saturday's London Bridge attack. The decision seen as unprecedented because the ritual is usually performed on the deceased, no matter their past actions. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And for more news that will make you think, join me at TheBingeThinker.com.
Microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Welcome to a brand new edition. We've got lots of news that's breaking, what it means, and why it matters.
Clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Another terror attack in Paris this time. And what does one of the primary political leaders in America have to say about all of it? We'll let you hear right here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is a time to remember how important our alliances are. Getting to know one another, learning about the experiences, the lives, the cultures, the religions, the food.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. I'm sorry, that was Hillary. This is the solution to terrorism. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Time to get to know one another. Stand together, hug, sing kumbaya, give completely non-sexual kisses to one another, pat each other on the head,
tell each other how much we mean to one another. This will stop the terrorism in its tracks, according to one viewpoint that I disagree with. I'm just saying, I think she's kind of nuts. But that's just me. Welcome, Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. We have a bunch of people throwing temper tantrums today. The mayor of London, which I just want you to consider who this person is. He's kind of like the cocaine-addicted mayors of Washington, D.C. Except that I don't know that he's doing coke. Maybe heroin, because you know he's Muslim. But what? They grow a lot of poppy in Islamic states. I'm just saying. It could be. Anyway, he came out today, and he's the whole control room's just bashing me with tomatoes. Like, what's the problem? Anyway, he came out today and said, not welcome. In fact, according to the Guardian newspaper, the headline says, cancel the Donald Trump state visit. Says Shadiq Khan, London mayor. Okay, remember, the mayor in London is kind of like the crack-addicted mayors of Washington, D.C. They may hold public office, but nobody knows who they are. What was that guy that got convicted multiple times? Marion Barry, the crack-addicted mayor, multiple reelected, which says a lot about the citizens of Washington, D.C., I'm just saying. You keep electing somebody who's addicted to crack, something's wrong with your people. The people that live in your neighborhood, they are voting for people that are not good people. So the London mayor is kind of like Marion Barry, maybe minus the crack habit, but he's a lot like him. And he's saying no state visit. But the problem is, there's a prime minister who also lives in the same city and, I don't know, kind of outranks him little touch. So if she says no state visit, then that's a big thing. If a mayor says it, it's kind of like the mayor of Pittsburgh saying, we're going to live up to the Paris Accord. Okay, nobody knows who the mayor of Pittsburgh is, and you don't even know what's in the Paris Accord. So how do you know if you're living up to it or not in coal country in Pittsburgh? There's a kind of disturbing similarity here. You have the British equivalent of the crack-addicted Marion Barry in London saying that there shall be no state visit from America. I'm sorry, Mr. Shadiq Khan, that's not your call. You're just the mayor of London. It's kind of like our mayor, Bill de Blasio, walks around, pretend to be important, acts like he's, you know, Herman Munster or something. He's big, he's important, he's, you know, in his own mind. Nobody cares in the rest of the country. We care here because he's ruining our city. But outside of our city, nobody knows who Bill de Blasio is or care why he's doing it or anything else. So the London mayor is all, you know, steam out the ears, spittle coming off the lips, pounding his fist there'll be no state visit by Trump. Okay, we get it. You don't get along with Mr. Trump. But that's not your call. And now, of course, the media has to cover this as though it is bated breath breaking news. Oh, my goodness. He has called on the British government to cancel the planned visit by Donald Trump. Trump criticized Khan for his response to the London Bridge terrorist attack, though in doing so, he pointed out, he misquoted London's mayor, and Khan's office pointed out Trump's error, but the president responded by accusing London's mayor of making a pathetic excuse. It's all has to do with terror. It all has to do with the idea that there are innocent people who were alive a few days ago and who are no longer alive. And if I were the mayor of London, I'd probably feel you know, just being honest, trying to put myself in his shoes, I would probably feel rather embarrassed and mortified that I had an idea that there were 100 plus radical jihadis running around in my city and I did nothing to stop them from doing what they did last Saturday. So I understand the mayor of London's ignorance and guilt complex, because it's well deserved. The death of those people is partly his fault. Let that sink in. See, here's the difference. The mayor of London doesn't want to do anything about the people that are there and that are radical. And he's embraced by all the left-leaning, you know, empirical thinkers of modern society. Oh, look at how diverse he is. Look at how, you know, tolerant he is. You know, diversity and tolerance are now the ultimate virtues. You can do almost anything, including kill people, but my goodness, if you're tolerant and you embrace diversity, then you are a demigod in modern society. But if you do things like, okay, wait a minute, it's my job to protect people, maybe I should put some sort of vetting in place so that at least I know who's coming, and then maybe my people aren't as vulnerable, then somehow you're Satan. Does that make any sense? 888-340-3373. Puzzles me. 888-340-3373. But the London mayor today, saying, I don't think we should roll out the red carpet to the president of the USA in circumstances where his policies go against everything we stand for. What do you stand for, Mayor Khan? Do you stand for jihadis ramming a van into people on London Bridge and then getting out and then slashing throats and putting knives into people's chests? And in one case, an innocent woman stabbed 15 times while she pleads for people to just please help me. Is that what you stand for, Mayor Khan? Because all President Trump's trying to say, in his very imperfect and very flawed way, is that maybe we shouldn't tolerate that anymore. Maybe we shouldn't just say, that's okay. And there are different ways of saying that's okay. You don't have to say that's okay with your words. You can say with your words, oh, we're going to fight this and we're going to do that and we're going to make sure that this never happens again. You can say those words, but if your actions don't change anything in the process, then are you not saying that it is okay to do it again? This is the dilemma that I face in trying to take Mayor Khan seriously. You condemn with strong words. Oh, it's terrible. We should not stand for this. But what do you do that's different? And isn't that the point? Isn't that the point? Shouldn't we be focused on doing differently than we were before, so that innocent people don't die? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called your financial blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
When you have a special relationship, it's not different, no different to when you've got a close mate. You stand with them in times of adversity, but you call them out when they're wrong. And there are many things about which Donald Trump is wrong.
That is Mayor Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, who is now trying to prevent the president from visiting the UK as the mayor of his city there. It's kind of like de Blasio trying to tell one of the world leaders, you know, hey, I'm mayor of New York. You can't come here. He's standing at the edge of the shore waving his arms. Don't land that plane. You're not allowed to touch down here. Mayor Khan is in a tough spot, by the way, because he has, 200 radicalized Islamists living in the borders of his city. And if he takes the wrong step, well, it could be his neck they slit. Right? So there's always another side to everything. Hillary Clinton felt the need to weigh in on this earlier today. Cut one.
This is a time for us to reach out to the world, to understand more about what is happening, not just in our own country, but indeed across the globe. It's a time for steady, determined leadership, like we are seeing from local authorities in London, including the mayor of London.
Yeah, what's he leading on, Hillary Clinton? I'm not being facetious. I want to know. I'm being sincere. What is she leading on? What is he leading on? Has he said, let's take every London resident that has been to Libya or to Syria in the last couple of years and expel them from the country? If they've gone to certain parts of Libya or Syria, maybe take away their rights to be British citizens anymore? I mean, in what way is the mayor of London showing this incredible leadership that Hillary Clinton is espousing? Because you know what I've seen in the last couple of weeks? I saw a suicide bomber with bombs go into a concert arena and blow up little girls who had gone to see a concert. And then just a couple of weeks later, a bunch of jihadis ramming vans into people and trying to kill them with the car. And when that came to an end, they get out with their knives and start slashing people's throats. And in all of this, I continue to see things like, well, the British police knew that all of these people existed and the authorities knew that they were there. And they know that there are hundreds more that are still there. And today, maybe you saw the headline, they released the other 12 that they arrested in connection with this. Now, maybe they had no evidence. I don't know. I don't know why they arrested them, and I don't know why they released them. But Hillary Clinton has this throwaway line, and I'm not, friends, those of you that think I'm just doing this just because she's a Democrat, stop, because that's not it. It's the substance of what she says. The mayor of London has shown steady, determined leadership. Okay, where's the evidence of that? Show me the proof that that is in fact true. Because what I see is someone throwing a temper tantrum at the U.S. for talking to our own citizens and saying, wait a minute, maybe we should reevaluate how we go about what we are doing. When the president calls for a pause in the travel ban to say, before people come in from those places, if people have been to those places, if people are coming from those places, before we let those people back in, we really need to know what they did and who they were and what their situation was there. And actually, the travel ban doesn't even go that far. It says what we should do is pause for a period of time so that we can evaluate what we have done, so that we can see if it's worked or not, make suggested changes to that process, and then restart the process. That's what the travel ban actually does. So I don't know. I don't know what Hillary is arguing about, saying that we need to stand with leaders that show determined leadership. I think that President Trump, in saying that we should be more cautious with who we allow in into the country, is actually showing quite determined leadership, because everyone on earth is trying to tell him that he's wrong for saying it. And yet he says it anyway. Everybody on earth wanted to say, oh, he's a terrible person because he pulled us out of the Paris Accord. But he pulled out anyway. Why? He doesn't have any money to make off of that. There's no business interest in the Paris Accord. There's no personal aggrandizement he's going to get from saying maybe our country should take a little bit bigger breath before we let people in. Like, he doesn't benefit from any of this. So for everyone that's out there that is saying, whether you're in the media or you're just an everyday person, and you're saying, oh, look at what Trump's doing and how that's terrible. Okay, I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt, but give me some sort of evidence that shows me that it's terrible. Help me see. Because his explanation makes sense to me. His explanation where he says, well, this is uncomfortable, but what we have to do is take a pause, evaluate, do a self-inspection so we know what our vetting process is, make sure it's as strong as it can be, so we try as best we can to keep these people out. the dangerous people. And then we'll restart it. For those of you that hate our president and hate the people that like our president, tell me what about that policy is a problem to you. And let me give you an example. On Saturday evening, I was out late and I stopped by an eatery of mine in the village where I live. And I was having a bite of dinner. It was very late. It was like 11 p.m. And there was this couple sitting next to me. They were from London. They had not heard about the London attacks. I asked the people that had the TV. I said, can you switch that to CNN or Fox? They put it on CNN. And their jaws dropped. And then they saw at the bottom that said, the president says we need the travel ban now more than ever. And the wife literally lost her God-given mind. She just went nuts. Her husband's a British native. And she's like, that's so unfair. That's such a problem. And I said, it's worse than people getting their throat slit on London Bridge. And she said, yes. Friends, I don't understand that. Inconvenience law-abiding people a little bit to prevent the law-breaking people from killing many. How's that bad?
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Kevin McCullough, you wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, my gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person. He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Breaking news, perspective, and your calls. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Some discuss, debate, and argue the name, title, or label that best describes the president's EO. Professional men and women like me are actually in the business of implementing the president's intent to secure the nation, and we are doing that.
That is General Kelly, who is talking about, while the debate goes on, about whether or not we should pause people from coming here or not, that his work goes on. You know, national security, homeland security, these are all things that we have to still be vigilant on, regardless of whether the courts or the laws are helping us or not. So we've got to figure out a way to do that regardless, because that's the call, that's the mandate for the president, for the executive branch of the government. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. 1-888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton was out today speaking about, well, the solutions to terrorism.
It is a time to remember how important our alliances are. Getting to know one another, learning about the experiences, the lives, the cultures, the religions, the food, putting yourself in another's shoes, walking in them. It's even more important that we work together with our allies and our friends and our partners. Yes, to keep us safe, but also to expand our understanding of what we can achieve together.
I don't understand where she's going at all. She's talking about some form of utopia that has pink unicorns and My Little Ponies and rainbows. I know she's been to the Middle East, but I'm wondering if she understands what the debate here is. Let me just ask. Do you think if Hillary Clinton sat at a table on Saturday night in one of the pubs in London and was having hummus and some non-pork dish of some sort, and she even had a hair covering on, that when these animals got out of that van and started slitting people's throats, that they would have avoided her? How does that work? How do you walk in the shoes of terrorists? How do you view life from their perspective? Friend, at the real risk of sounding extremely intolerant, I don't want to look at life from their perspective. I don't want to hate everyone who's not like me. I don't want to despise people that believe differently than me. And I certainly don't want to kill everybody that holds to a different belief than me. That is not the kind of existence that I think will benefit me at all. And I'm pretty sure it won't make me a better person. And I don't need any help being a worse person. I was already born with a sin nature. I'm already in desperate need of God and His truth and His grace in my life. I'm already plenty messed up without going down that path. And she says it as though it's some sort of like mystery. But does she know that this morning a man with a hammer stood up outside the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris and said, Allahu Akbar, this is for Syria, and bashed a police officer in the side of the head on the sidewalk in front of Notre Dame? By the way, he also had two kitchen knives and other unsophisticated weapons with him. Before charging toward officers patrolling the esplanade in front of the cathedral, the wounded officer fired at the unnamed suspect twice, injuring the attacker, who was later hospitalized. Friend, I'm not trying to be cynical or jaded here. Help me understand what it is that Hillary Clinton is trying to say that has legitimacy to it. Because I don't want to look at life from the perspective of the people that have done these attacks. And I don't think that the world will become a better place because we do. Your call's next. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands, tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575, or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world.
if it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The London mayor wants us to not do anything. He doesn't want us to do the travel ban. He doesn't want us to have opinions about jihadis that kill innocent people in his city. He certainly doesn't want the president to say anything about it. And Hillary Clinton's solution is, let's just put ourselves in their shoes and eat their food and do all of that. And then we'll just come to some sort of effervescent peace cloud that'll just break out, you know, across whatever. Your reaction to all of this. This, by the way, as the Supreme Court will be taking up the discussion of the travel ban in the short days to come. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, 888-340-3373. And just a reminder, if you disagree with me, you get to go to the front of the line. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Lenny, line two in New York. Hi, Lenny.
Hello.
What's your thought?
I'm concerned. My thought about the ban on the Arab countries. How come Saudi Arabia is not among the ban? And they're the ones who sent the plane into the World Trade Center.
So, Lenny, you're okay with the ban? You're okay with the ban as long as we add Saudi Arabia to the list?
Well, I just wondered why they were left out.
You're not answering my question. So if we add Saudi Arabia to the list, are you okay with the ban?
Probably, I could figure that it might be a reasonable ban, but when you leave Saudi Arabia,
well, besides the fact, but Lenny, besides the fact that our satellites don't show any training camps in Saudi Arabia, and they show training camps in Libya, in Syria, in particular, some in Iraq, some in Pakistan, some in some other places.
Who said that? Who said that? You?
Our satellites. We're watching people, Lenny. We have these satellites that look down and see what people are doing from many, many miles away.
And only you seem to know about that, because I don't hear from other stations about.
I'm just trying to figure out your position, Lenny. If we added Saudi Arabia,
well, my position is the Arab countries that Trump has business in, they're not banned. That's my point.
I don't know that that's completely true, but you're still avoiding my question. If we add Saudi Arabia to the list, by the way, Lenny, the list he came up with was the list that President Obama formed. It wasn't the Trump people.
Don't bring Obama into this. We're not talking about Obama, no. Don't bring Obama into this.
Lenny, we have to take him out for a second. We have to talk about that because when Mr. Trump came into office, he's only been there 5 months. The Obama people left a report and said, here are the worst hotspots on the planet, and here's where they're at. Here's all the places where they're at. And so when he said, well, let's put a pause on immigration, we're not ending immigration, we're just pausing it so that we say, okay, who are you that are coming here, and we need to make sure we know who you are even better. He just took the recommendation of the guy that was there before him, just like President Obama took the recommendation of President Bush, who was there before him. They're looking at it and they're saying, look, I know that the guy that's been there on the job for 8 years knows a little bit more than we do. They get the intelligence briefings.
So now the Saudi Arabians who attacked the World Trade Center, they are exempt, but the others are not. And my feeling is because Trump has
I'm still trying to figure out. I'm still trying to figure out your answer, Lenny. If we add Saudi Arabia to the list, can we then pause immigration to strengthen our systems? Is it okay with you if we add Saudi Arabia to the list, if we strengthen our systems and have a better vetting process?
Not necessarily. My feeling.
Thank you, Lenny. I just wanted to prove that you were full of bunny stuff. You didn't care about Saudi Arabia at all. You hate Trump, which is the opposite of what will solve the problem. I'm not saying you have to love Trump. I don't love Trump. But just hating Trump doesn't accomplish anything. Just believing that he's like, got business interests and all this other stuff. That's, Lenny, he could have made a lot more money not becoming president. He flies in a worse airplane now. He sleeps in a smaller bed. He's the only guy that this has ever happened to. But when he came became president, everything got worse for him personally. He's the only guy that's ever happened to. Nobody was ever as independently wealthy and then become president and had to step down to everything. So the meme that, oh, he's doing this to get rich, really? That's what we're coming up with. When the obvious solution in pausing, I mean, you see Manchester in front of you. You see London in front of you. You see Paris in front of you. When the obvious solution is, let's be careful. Let's go slow. Let's do what we can to be as sure as possible. And here's the thing. That's the constitutional obligation of the president. You've heard of the term fiduciary responsibility when it comes to finances. And fiduciary responsibility usually has to do with the management of a company that is traded on a stock market. If they do things that hurt the value of the company so that the company doesn't do better and keep its share for the stockholder, then they have not lived up to their fiduciary responsibility. The fiduciary responsibility of the president, above all else, is to not get Americans killed. That's the bare basic bottom line. Strip it all down. No other fancy frills about it. The fiduciary responsibility of a CEO is to make sure that the company doesn't lose money. The fiduciary responsibility of the president is to make sure that Americans don't die. Let's go to line three. Tony on Staten Island. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for your call.
2 points real quick. To answer your question about Hillary Clinton, she speaks with false premises stacked on top of false premises, which go nowhere and just keep the status quo.
Right. And she swings at shadow guys, straw guys.
Yeah, exactly. It's a straw argument. It means nothing. It just keeps the status quo. What her motivation is, I don't know. Second point real quick. We need laws on books that protect law-abiding private citizens where they can defend themselves with firearms. I guarantee you there's people in England right now that wish they had that ability.
I'm going to address that when we come back, Tony. Good points. Thank you for calling. Appreciate your call. 888-340-3373 if you've got some reaction to this. The mayor of London trying to prevent the president from coming to England. It's not his. He doesn't get a say. And then today, another terrorist attacking a police officer in Paris. Stay with us.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs, And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k, taking physical possession today. It's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or Landmark.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
When you have a special relationship, it's not different, no different to when you've got a close mate. You stand with them in times of adversity, but you call them out when they're wrong. And there are many things about which Donald Trump is wrong.
Maybe, Mayor Khan, you should take your own medicine there and go fix your own police and anti-terror units in your own city. And by the way, I could give you Bernie Kerik's phone number. He's done this a couple of times here in New York. We've got some experience on our side of the pond. We could help London become a brilliant counterterrorism task force. But as long as you think that not vetting the people that come to your country and letting hundreds and hundreds of radicals across your border and not really knowing what they're up to, and occasionally bumping into them, say, "Oh, well, they're a radical. We better pay attention to them." And then you don't do anything about it. And then they launch an attack and they go and kill people and injure dozens more. It just doesn't seem like you, Mayor Khan, are the one who's very serious about what you're facing. And it seems like you, Mayor Khan, are the one who's wrong on a number of things. I'm sorry. That's just my own observation. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Let's go to Staten Island. Frank is there. Hello, Frank.
God bless you, Kevin.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. This Mayor Khan and Hillary are fools, and that's according to the scriptures. What does it say in Proverbs? The prudent man sees danger up ahead and hides himself, steps aside. The simpleton continues forward and pays the price. Mm. These Western nations are continuing moving forward, and we keep on paying the price, Kevin. And it's a result of this politically correct atmosphere that has engendered fear in every individual because they're afraid to speak out, being called a bigot or intolerant. This is how dangerous this situation has become. I believe if a tactical nuke went off in one of these cities by these terrorists, even then they wouldn't put a ban on travel, Kevin. We forget that 3,000 people were murdered just maybe 10 blocks from where I grew up in Manhattan,
yeah.
10 blocks south. It's immoral what the governments are doing to the citizens of their country. And this is not a new thing in this recent age. We have been at war. The West has been at war with Islam for 1,400 years. That is a fact. That you can't even dispute that. And I believe even if 10% of these Muslims, well, only 10% were terrorists, that's over 100 million terrorists running amok on this planet. And I also believe, Kevin, that this is a judgment upon the West because of the way we murder babies, 60 million in this country already, and Kathy Griffin blaspheming Christ's name every opportunity she gets, and she's not fired.
Yep.
She's offending millions of Christians, and that's okay. You know, she's still working and going strong.
Actually,
I think it's
not,
a judgment.
She's not working. She's not working much right now because she lost all of her gigs. But that's a different discussion for a different time. But Frank, I appreciate the insight because you're right, friends. It is foolishness to look at what's going on around us and to go about our business as though it's just songbirds and rainbows. We live in a dangerous time, and there are dangerous people that want to do bad things. This is why it's not an issue that we can avoid. It's an issue of good and evil, and we have to approach it and deal with it as honestly as we can. And that's the promise you get from us at Kevin McCullough Radio every single day. See you next time.